on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors, brought to you by Mossy Oak Properties Heart Realty and Barren River Deer Processing. Now, here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello, friends. This is Ralph Gentry. Hope this finds everyone well and anxious to get out and start enjoying this season of fishing or whatever you wish to get outdoors and pursue. With all of the recent rains, which turned out to be not so good for crappie fishermen, I've received reports of some that have been lucky enough to get out and able to land a few crappie. The above summer pool lake levels and the stained runoff that feeds the lake has not helped the matters at all. If you don't know, the current level of the lake is approximately 20 feet above summer pool or whatever it may be. It just keeps fluctuating from day to day, especially when we get these rains. But the normal lake summer pool is 552 feet. So you can only imagine. If you go down and drive around and look at the lake, you can see that the waters are extremely high and there is a lot of debris in the water. So if you manage to get out and get your boat out there, just be very careful of your boating experience. The crappie, as you can imagine, are scattered to the four winds, so to speak. Some have had luck fishing deep drop-offs and ledges. Also, the mouths of coves and in the wind-protective coves are a good place to try your luck. Watch out for debris and stumps while you're out on the lake. The flooding that we encountered this spring has washed a lot of trees, logs, and trash into the water from the high levels caused by that flooding. And don't forget, boat restoration expires April the 30th of each year. Boats registered in other states may be used for up to 60 consecutive days in Kentucky without registering them in Kentucky. All mechanically powered boats or vessels primarily used in Kentucky must be registered in Kentucky. And the key word there is mechanically produced. Kayaks and non-motored canoes do not have to be registered for use in the state, but boat restoration is done at the county clerk's office. Check your boating guide for all of the requirements that you must meet, such as equipment like fire extinguishers, life jackets, extra paddles, etc., etc. And my key phrase is know before you go. Along the time that spring turkey season starts, others are out in the woods at the same time hunting another unpredictable and elusive species, the morels. The morel is a species of the mushroom family, and a lot of you know them by other names, such as dry land fish or hickory chicks, depending on what area of the state you're in. They are an annual prized treat for those that love eating them. But a word of caution, do your homework on being able to identify them correctly, since false morels and some toadstools do resemble each other. When in doubt and you're not 100% sure of what you have gathered, show them to someone you know that can positively identify them as such for you. But be aware, you may get asked, where did you find them? Most true dry land fish mushroom hunters are just as secretive about their honey holes as a true fisherman. If you are a novice at hunting them, maybe you can ask a friend or relative on taking you so you can hone your skills on identifying them. A lot of time, they're just not that easy to spot. You must take it slowly. Scan the immediate area you're standing in, and if you do spy one, stop, stand, and scan. More than likely, if you find one, there will be more or even several around in that area. In more cases than not, you'll start spotting them from where you are standing in the woods. Next week, I'll tell you more tips about finding them and preparing them. If you haven't had the opportunity of tasting them, you are in for a true treat, folks. Until next time, thanks for listening.